There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good Thursday afternoon, and welcome into Grant and Danny on November 7th, 2024. We have an awesome show planned for you today. Mike Golic Jr. stops by at 3 to preview Week 10 in the NFL. And Alex Smith, the former quarterback here in D.C., will be joining us at 6 o'clock for the first time. Want to talk Jaden Daniels, the Washington organization. We'll go around the NFL. Of course, he covers football for ESPN now. Alex Smith at 6 right here on Grant and Danny. We'll be giving out tickets to Iron Maiden ahead of the Beltway Blitz at 4. So come for all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Come for Mike Golic Jr. Come for Alex Smith. Come for the Beltway Blitz or Iron Maiden tickets. But stay to find out if Darius Dameron is allergic to shell allergies.
I cannot wait for this. I cannot wait. With bated breath. This is a life-changing thing for him one way or the other.
We have a bounty of seafood sitting around us right now in studio. Explain to people what you're seeing within arm's reach of you right now.
Yeah, there's a giant thing of potato salad, which also features deviled eggs in the potato salad. Sorry about that, first of all. More crab cakes than I can lift. A giant thing of cupcakes, just as a bonus, just as hey, we know you guys aren't that fat, but let's fix that. Then I've got various remoulades. I got a shrimp salad, whole bunch of things that look incredible. All I can do not to stop doing what I'm doing right now and tear into this thing and make a horse's ass of myself.
All of the crab meat, all of the shellfish allergy, deadly poison for Darius Dameron, if he's still allergic to shellfish, we're going to find out on the show. Here's what we have done.
Mm-hmm.
Darius had to go get an updated allergy test. He scheduled said allergy test for yesterday. They gave him this envelope.
It's
right
a Maury
here.
Povich style reveal.
If you're watching on 106.7 The Fan's YouTube page, you see this white envelope.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody with very fancy handwriting.
It's nice handwriting. It's like calligraphy almost.
They must be older because they can sign their name. Darius Dameron, okay, in cursive, right here on the envelope. Says it right here. I'm going to open this envelope at about 2:28 when we come back next segment.
Mm-hmm.
And we will find out together whether Darius Dameron is still allergic to seafood, to shellfish, to delicious crab cakes and lobster tail and all the things that he loves so much. We're going to find out together if he can eat the food with us or if he has to watch us eat our share and his share live on Grant and Danny.
I mean, what a reveal. So he has avoided all of these things for so long because he just believed that he was allergic. I mean,
when's the last time you ate fish?
Oh, man. I mean, we're talking definitely a decade plus at this point.
You've not had a crab cake like we have delicious crab cakes in front of us in how long?
I mean, I would probably say high school was the last time. I graduated high school in 2006, so it has been a long,
Maryland
long time.
Resident. I mean, when you walk down the street, it smells like Old Bay, and there's a lot of Maryland flags everywhere. The other thing, it's crab cakes. This is the place crab cakes, crab legs, everything that has to do over pretending to seafood. And Darius has basically had to avoid it like he's Neo in the Matrix, dodging Mr. Smith's bullets. We're going to find out once and for all, is this going to kill him or can he enjoy himself again?
So come for Mike Dolick Jr.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about football.
Yeah, we got it.
We're going to preview week 10. You should definitely come for Alex Smith. He's going to talk about Jaden Daniels and the changing culture in D.C. He was here in the Rivera era. We'll talk to him about Ron and company. But stay for Darius Dameron and the hope that he can eat some crab cake with his pals today. I guess the big question is, if he doesn't eat any crab cake, if we find out he's allergic, do we all just eat it right in front of him? Do we really troll him good and just kind of stand in front of him with our plate and tell him how delicious it is?
I'll feel bad. I'm thinking about like two ways to do it. One is just to say, oh, sorry, buddy, and then like dig in. The other way is to do like you're talking about. Like we gather around him, like form a little triangle, right, where he's boxed in and we're just like shoving it into our faces and talking about how great it is. I don't know either way. See how the mood strikes me.
2:30. Right after our dentist appointment.
Right after we're out of the dentist chair.
We will find out whether or not Darius can enjoy delicious crab cakes with his friends. We should point out that tomorrow we're on the road, Friday field trip.
Mm-hmm.
I have been saying we're in Bethesda. The reason I keep saying we're in Bethesda is because I'm looking at the address, and it says North Bethesda in Maryland. I thought that was Bethesda.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Maryland people are taking issue with me. I'm just a Virginia guy who doesn't know about your inner territory beefs, okay? So I apologize. Apparently, it's more Rockville than Bethesda.
Yeah.
From Bethesda!
Now, it's listed as North Bethesda.
From Bethesda!
You're shooting the messenger, just so you all know. The amount of people that are telling me, hey, Grant, you keep saying Bethesda, that's actually Rockville. It's Grand Park Avenue, North Bethesda, Maryland, 20852. That is where we are going to be at Sports and Social Bethesda.
You want to correct them, too? You guys out there that are chirping?
Maybe they should call it Sports and Social Rockville.
But it's actually North Bethesda. Listen, I even throw it, this is in a bit of mine, but it's really north of Bethesda, and they like tried to borrow some of the Bethesda magic. The real estate people did that. Either way, it's not your downtown Bethesda. It's a little north Bethesda, north of whatever you want to do. That's where we're going to be tomorrow for our foray into Maryland. We're going to see how it goes.
I'm excited to see what the turnout looks like. This is our first event in Maryland, maybe ever.
I mean, we did the station bit, the 106.7, the fan, everybody stands up there bit.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Oh, you're talking about just you and me?
What you're talking about. Yeah. When's the last time the Grant and Danny radio program has done an appearance? Because we got told to go to that appearance, and we did, because it was fun, and we had a blast, and I would do it again. It was a good time. But that was like two stations pretending like we're all on the same team for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
That was a really good time. We had a great time. I want to reiterate that. But you and I as a show have never gone to Maryland, I don't think.
Not as a show. I did like an appearance once at a Giant in Bethesda. Like, that's as far as it's happened. That's as
from
much
Bethesda!
As
Bethesda!
You're going to hear that sounder a couple times.
Listen.
If I had to guess.
Get on board.
Do we want to put a number on it for tomorrow? Like how many times we get to do it before you can't do it anymore?
13 and a half is the over-under.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, is there a point where Darius has to stop using the sounder, or does he just let it rip and people will just fall in line?
So I think the technique is this. You do it a few times, it's funny. There's going to be a period in the middle that's not that funny. You push through that, and then it gets to the point that you're punch drunk and you're laughing hysterically every time it drops. That's my view. So that 4 o'clock hour is going to be a little dicey. We're going to be sick of it then, but 5:15, 5:30, it's going to be hysterical again.
You can tweet us throughout the show at Grant H. Paulson, at Funny Danny. Richmond John just hit us up. This is actually really good. He said, someone tell Rooster not to steal the seafood this time. Let me read this directly. Not to steal the seafood drop before the bit is over. He tagged me and Darius in it. Hashtag stop the steal. So for those of you that don't remember, the last time Jumbo Lump Crab Cake Company brought us these crab cakes, it was just a normal, regular food drop. I don't remember exactly how or why, but it was a delicious time. Everyone enjoyed themselves.
Everyone had a great time.
It was the beginning of Chris Russell just deciding that if something's in the fridge, it's available for anyone to grab. And so he did, and he poured pepper all over everything.
Yes.
That was one of the most fascinating days in show history.
Just astounding. The comfort. Would you ever go into the fridge at work? Not like in a big communal tray. If it's still in the big communal tray, I could sort of see it. I wouldn't, but I could see that understanding. It was in an individual piece of Tupperware. He just ripped it open and sprinkled, put pepper, so no one else could have it. He put pepper all over it and just yanked it away.
We are live all over the country on the Odyssey app. We are, of course, all over the DMV via the flagship 106.7 The Fan. You can watch us all day long on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page. We're going to be with you until 6:30. I find myself really excited for the Alex Smith interview. I'm not really sure that we have ever talked to him on the air. I've met him in person in passing years ago when he was here. And I actually met him even before that when he was the quarterback of the Chiefs at the Pro Bowl in Orlando. I was at an outdoor mall the week of the Pro Bowl when I was at Disney.
How about that?
And he and his wife and kids came by with a stroller. And I was like, hey, Alex. And he goes, hey, how are you?
Hey.
And he kept walking. And that was one of my first interactions.
That's a great meeting.
Yes.
You should bring that up when we talk to him at 6.
I went to that mall just thinking I might see an NFL player during the Pro Bowl on some downtime. And he was the only one I saw, Alex Smith, who would soon be the quarterback here in D.C. Congratulations to Jaden Daniels is in order. It's a week. So he was named Rookie of the Week.
You don't say.
So this is a fan vote, which is not to say that he doesn't deserve it. But every single week, he gets voted the Player of the Week in the National Football League. We're bordering on now hilarity. So he has won the Rookie of the Week award this season in weeks 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, and 9. What happened in weeks 2 and 7, Jaden? You've got some explaining to do.
What's wrong with you, buddy?
He's got a 7 time. That's 7X next to his name now. Player of the Week.
Pretty cool.
So for people who think this means he's a lock to win Rookie of the Year, it doesn't, although he is probably.
I was going to say his play does that.
He might also be a lock to win Rookie of the Year, but this is voted on by fans. I mean, they could theoretically just all band together and name Luke McCaffrey the Player of the Week next week if they want to do that. And he could be the 8-time Player of the Week the rest of the way, and he's not going to win the Rookie of the Year award. Voters are going to vote on that. But as an aside, he is also going to win the Rookie of the Year award.
Yeah, in addition. It's been so consistent. Look at other rookies who've had better weeks. Caleb Williams had a week where he probably should have won it. That didn't matter because Jaden Daniels is awesome. So yeah, it's neat that enough Washington fans and enough people are, you know, because it takes probably more than just your hardcore Washington fans to go online and vote for that thing. It just says how popular he is and how cool this all is.
He has not had a bad game in his career. Think about that.
The closest you would say is week 1 against Tampa, and that wasn't bad. No, so, it wasn't great. It wasn't what was going to go on to do.
That performance was not what I want. It was just a quarterback who ran all over the place and didn't see the field as a passer at all. But I don't even know that you would look at that and say it was bad, if that makes sense. Their passing game was bad. He ran for 90 yards. Pretty sure it was like 16 for 88.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's had a bad game. Since then, which was his worst performance, it's been somewhere between efficient and economical and, you know, not brilliant because he just did what was asked of him, and otherworldly excellent.
Mm-hmm.
That's the range. This is not how it's supposed to look ever. It's crazy what he's been able to do.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like a graph. It's supposed to be like that heartbeat, right? Where it's up and down and there are great moments and you go, okay, we got something to work with here. Not just consistently excellent, leading the league in expected points added.
It's supposed to be flashes.
Right.
With bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, kind of what you're getting from Caleb Williams, right? It's supposed to be, oh, my God, look at this play. How many guys can do this? Wow, look at what he did here. Look at how he made this throw. And then there's a bad interception or a sack he takes to get you out of field goal range. Or the bad stuff is all kind of getting ripped away. We're not seeing it, and it's just the good stuff left. This whole season has been historical in that way. But another week where he was voted
ho-hum
the Rookie of the Week. 9 touchdowns and 2 interceptions for him. He does not turn the ball over.
And they don't as a team either. And it starts with him. I mean, the things that are supposed, I can't stress this enough. The thing that is supposed to happen is that pressure that you don't see comes, whether you're a veteran or not. I mean, guys that are really good at this, who have been really good at this for a really, really long time, have a moment where you get sacked and you fumble the football. A guy in coverage you didn't see drops into a throwing lane and those interceptions. Again, Pat Mahomes, among the best that have ever played, the best in the world right now, is right at the top of the league in picks. You see, like, that's normal. That happens to people. It doesn't hasn't happened to him through nine games, and that's incredible.
He does not have a fumble since week one. He has three total, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
The average quarterback in the league is somewhere in the 4.5 or 5 range. Justin Fields, Lamar Jackson, Anthony Richardson, Sam Darnold, those guys all have 6 fumbles. Jaden has 3, and they were all in week one. One, by the way, was like when he was running out of bounds and lost the ball and didn't care because he was jumping out of bounds. He didn't even turn the ball over on those 3 fumbles, stunningly enough. But that, to me, is what's so amazing. The Giants game, there wasn't the crazy play he made against the Browns for the 60-yard throw or any of the elite stuff that we saw against the Bengals. I think he made 2 big-time throws, 2 really accurate ball placement, awesome passes that as a rookie are special. The touchdown to McLaurin, notably. I think the throw to Noah Brown, middle of the field, kind of on that deep cross route, was pretty nice with ball placement away from a defender as well. But it's just that the ball is not in harm's way. That the defense, normally you're playing a rookie quarterback and you go, ooh, this week we get our chance to get the
chance to feast, right?
Couple of footballs. Not with this guy. Last night, your boy was over at Capital One Arena. Saw a lot of listeners out there. A bunch of people came by and said hello.
Very
so that
cool.
was very cool. Alex Ovechkin scored again. He has scored a goal in 5 straight games. He is 39 years old. He has scored 8 times in 12 games, Danny. And he is now on pace for 54 goals this season.
You know, like most 40-year-olds do. But unbelievable.
I don't know what's harder to fathom, what he's doing or what Jaden Daniels is doing. This was Ovechkin last night, as heard right here on 106.7 The Fan.
Centering scores! And it's Alex Ovechkin on a feed from behind the net! The great 8 with goals in 5 in a row! It's 3-2 Washington!
I actually think that'd be a fun topic to do at some point. We need to find out if Darius is allergic to things, so we won't do it today. If Ovi was to score 50 goals at 39 years old this year, is there a case to be made that that is more eye-popping, mind-boggling, unfathomable than Jaden Daniels having a rookie year where he never has a bad game?
That's actually a really hard question. Because
there have been great rookie seasons, like
sure,
Stroud, Dak Prescott,
yeah.
Robert Griffin. I'd have to look up the numbers. What's the most goals ever scored by someone at 39? I would bet it's decades ago in the Gretzky era when everyone scored all the time.
When they're like half the guys had no helmets on.
Like in this era, A, nobody plays at 39. B, if you play, you don't score goals. You're probably like a defenseman skating around in the back
end. You're just lang-wang it. Yeah. I couldn't tell you.
I don't have words for what he's doing.
I don't either. It is insane. And so for a while for him, he was sort of, remember when he was a bull in a china shop as a young player? Different guy now, obviously, that goes without saying. But he's adapted and kind of continues to thrive and survive. He now sort of moves around like a shark at rest. You know what I mean? On the ice, like it's a little bit less explosive, knocking guys into next week and hitting everything that moves, including the puck sometimes when it comes in his vicinity. He now sort of conserves a little bit more. And so for a little while, there was a time in his career where you might see some lack of defensive accountability. You might see a pretty bad plus minus. And I know that's like, you're not allowed to do that to talking about hockey. Hockey fans get real pissed at you if you bring it up. But it was emblematic of the fact that he may not have always been accountable. He's found a way now to kind of get back to that, where he's never going to be like a penalty kill guy, nor should he be, by the way. He's the greatest goal scorer ever to live. But there's a little bit more doing everything and still finding his spots, like finding his niches. It's pretty incredible, man. Those odd man rush type goals where he's taking on 2 defenders, those have gone away for a while. Well, you're still scoring 40, 50 goals a year, reinventing yourself on the fly. It's incredible.
Let's bring in Ryan Clary, who heads our research department here on Grant and Danny. I just asked, what is the most goals ever scored by a 39-year-old? I believe Clary has done some research.
I have, and it is Gordie Howe with 39 goals at the age of 39. Second on the list is Johnny, can't really pronounce that name, at 29 goals. So it looks like Ovi's going to at least be in second place at some point this season. So, Gordie Howe.
Gordie Howe did it in 1967.
Yep.
In 1967, they were playing with soccer goals, and goalies were wearing no pads. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, it's just ridiculous. So nobody in modern era hockey has ever gotten over right on, looks like Joe Pavelski, 27 goals in the 82-game format. You're talking about 29 as the peak. He's on pace for 54.
Rarefied air. Beyond that, I mean, whatever's after rarefied air is where he is. Doubt him at your own peril. Tell me or tell anybody he's not going to do X at your own risk.
See, that's kind of been my point. And I'm not claiming victory yet because there's a lot of seasons still ahead. But at the beginning of the year, I thought it was everybody's opinion that he was going to break it this year. Just everyone I talk to, fans and stuff, they're like, let's go, he's going to do it. And so I go on TV the first time for the Altcast, and I'm sitting next to Bruce Boudreau and Tariq El-Bashir, and I'm like, I think he's going to break the record this year, thinking I'm just saying something that we all think. And they both are like, no. And every hockey person I talked to was like, probably because of history and just what's supposed to happen, and they have an understanding of how hard it is at that age. Mm-hmm. Like, dude, that's a lot of goals. He's 39. But I just look back at last year. He got off to that terrible start.
Yes.
If you take the first 6 or 7 weeks out of last season away, he basically played at a 50-goal pace like he was 25 last year. Just like 38 to 39, how big is the difference?
Yeah, that second half run, I put that in quotes, second half, approximate, changed the scope of all of this, right? If he'd kind of muddled along and done his 15 to 20-goal pace, which he would have had to kind of pick it up after that rotten first part of the year, you'd go, okay, this will take a few years and we'll sort of see what happens. Maybe it gets close. The fact that he was so amazing, goal scoring wise, again, just hunting for it, helping the team make the playoffs when they probably shouldn't, kind of reset everything. So it's like every time he's had one of those quote unquote down years in his history scoring goals, the next year he comes roaring back with, one and a half times as many. Incredible.
At 2:45, we'll preview what is a really good game to kick off week 10 tonight on Thursday Night Football, the Bengals and the Ravens in Baltimore. Well, we will do that coming up in about 22 minutes. But next, our dear friend and our producer finds out whether or not he can eat crab cakes with his pals. It has been over a decade since Darius, who got worried about his shellfish allergy, stopped eating things that he's not supposed to eat. He got a new test. He's seeing if he has grown out of that allergy. We have the results in this envelope. We will give them to you next on The Fan.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
At 2:45, we'll turn our attention to Week 10 in the NFL. 3 o'clock, Mike Golic Jr. joins us to talk about the 7-2 Commanders taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers, another 2-loss team in one of the best games in football this weekend. We're giving away Iron Maiden tickets at 4, and Alex Smith is on the show today at 6 o'clock. That's going to be must-listen. That'll be a tremendous spot. Make sure you're tuned in at that time. But we are very excited right now. And if you're on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page, you're in for a treat because we're going 3 deep in the studio at this moment. We have welcomed into our humble abode here our producer, who's normally on the other side of the glass, our buddy Darius Dameron. Darius, how are you?
Good. Is the air different in here? I don't come in here often. It's kind of weird.
It's different air. Yeah.
Oh, it's hotter. Is that what it is? It's more humid.
Slightly hotter. Humid. Yeah. No H. That's okay. Right. Mm-hmm. So, Darius, you told us before you were brought on as our producer.
Yes.
That you were allergic to peanuts.
That is correct. Yes.
You are allergic to a bunch of things, frankly.
Well, keeping the incredible tradition of Grant and Danny producers who are allergic to peanuts.
You're not allowed to produce our show unless you're allergic to stuff, namely peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
So we said, okay, you're allowed.
I made sure to put that on the resume.
Yeah, like you're in.
But from time to time, your allergies become a bit of a frustration for you, and more importantly, for Danny and for me. Because you're not able to enjoy the fun and eat the fun things that we want to eat.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm a rather portly feller, so I like to eat. But to have a portion of the food groups taken away from me, it's not fun. It's not fun for anybody.
By the way, how do you like that? More importantly for us, it's not fun that you can't eat with us.
Yeah.
Not that he has to deal with this cross he has to bear all his life.
And we're like, eye roll. Like, oh, we can't order that. Darius is here.
I mean, think how many times like somebody suggests, let's go to here, some restaurant or something. Let's order from here. And I'm like, oh, sorry, guys, I can't eat that.
There's nothing I can eat from there.
You're one step above a vegan in terms of your, and I'm not, this is not supposed to be a slight. It'll sound like it. You're my pal. Who's your guy?
You are.
Who's your guy?
Jeeps.
When you are allergic to a bunch of things, there's a little bit of a painted acidness, you know, where it's like,
right?
Do you guys use any kind of?
Quick question for you: is there any?
Give me your like puberty voice that you do. Like, is there any nuts in this?
I just had a question: is this prepared near peanuts?
Exactly.
You know how often I have to ask that?
Yes, every time you sit down.
If things are cooked in peanut oil, it's the worst.
It's got to be the worst. So, we had a little idea.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody, I don't remember who it was, said
it was
that they. Caller said that they'd grown out of a bunch of allergies. That back in the day as a kid, they were allergic to a bunch of things, and they've grown out of them. They went and got a new test done, and they found out you grows up and you grows up, and they're not allergic to anything anymore. So we put our heads together. And tell the people, Darius, what we came up with.
We came up with the idea that I would go get a brand new allergy test. Now, the last time I took an allergy test was, I don't know, well over 12-ish years ago or so. It was actually before I found out that I had a peanut allergy. So that was kind of inconvenient. But
wait, had you been eating peanuts at that point? Or
yeah,
no?
Yeah. I prior to that scenario that had happened, I'd eaten peanuts and peanut butter all my life. I never had any issues. And then one day I had some trail mix at it was an NBA Finals watch party. I'm pretty positive it was when the Heat won their first championship with LeBron and Chris Bosh and the company.
That Ray Allen shot, man.
Yeah. Yeah, when they won their first championship, I had Trail Mix that night. Yeah, well, they got three.
I think they did
two.
End up with three.
They get two or three.
Had to go to the emergency room that night because I was having a weird reaction to eating Trail Mix, and they were like, "Yeah, this is the kind of reaction that you have when you have a peanut allergy." I was like, "Oh, well, that's news to me."
Oh no!
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So, what about seafood? You have gone on record to tell us that you actually really like seafood.
Yeah. So, when I was younger, I could never eat fish. Anytime I ever had fish, my tongue would get really scratchy, really itchy, and my throat would swell up some. My parents never believed me, which I always thought was funny. But I just never could eat fish. Yeah, they kept saying
it's good for you.
It's in your head. You just don't like it. And I was like, no, my throat is
so.
Really
was that
scratchy.
Ever diagnosed, or did you just stop doing it?
So I didn't get it officially because I could eat everything else. I could eat crab, shrimp, scallops, clams. I've had all that kind of stuff when I was younger. Lobster, all that. I finally got a test done. I want to say post high school. So let's say 2008-ish or somewhere in that range was the first time I got a test done. And they said, while you're not full on allergic to seafood, it is enough to the point where we recommend that you just stay away from it now.
Wow.
Like, oh, okay. Well, that sucks. You're changing my life and I kind of hate you for it.
And you wanted seafood. Like in a normal setting, you're not allergic to anything. Would you come over to your pal Grant's house and eat some crabs?
Oh, I would love to. I miss.
So there is a chance as of right now.
I mean, this is life changing.
When we open this envelope, there is a chance you're coming to the Paulson's Crab Feast in the summer in 2025.
I would 100% be all in if I'm not allergic.
Danny.
Such a major thing.
This is really big.
You know how many times I have to turn down going to restaurants and things like that because of this? Like, it sucks.
So
it's
terrible.
Awful.
Do you agree with me that there's like vegans and then there's people with a bunch of allergies?
No, they're feeding out of the same trough, and I feel terrible. Like my brother and sister-in-law are the healthiest people that you know, they're vegan. They're like pretty much vegan. So it's sort of like anything you do, you have to sort of stop and then totally consider that. And it's like,
are they vegan because they want to be or vegan because they have to be? Because a lot of people, I feel like, okay, which is, there's not really a difference, except I think some people actually can't do certain things.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Where they're like, I can't.
Yeah, I got a buddy with celiac disease. And it's any bread makes your violently ill.
By the way, can you imagine that, Danny?
Uh-huh.
What if we open this envelope and Darius is over here going, maybe I'll get to eat the crab cakes with the boys today. And they go, you have celiacs and you can't eat anything but grass.
Yeah.
Like,
now wheatgrass shots and sleep.
I mean, are you prepared for that?
I am not prepared for that. I may ask CK for the rest of the day off.
I mean, you'd be crestfallen.
I'd be crushed. Absolutely. Yeah.
But that is very possible.
It's on the table.
Sure. In this envelope.
Totally possible.
What do you know about what's in this envelope?
The only thing that I know is the doctor, when she handed me the envelope, very sweet lady, by the way, she handed me the envelope and she said, now make sure that once you get the once you guys reveal the results, you call us within the next day or two so we can talk about next steps. And I was like, that's not very encouraging.
Next steps is not what you do when you don't have allergies, right?
I agree. But I'm also in my head saying, hey, maybe there's a chance that, yes, I'm allergic to peanuts, but maybe my seafood allergy is not what it once was.
Silly.
So I'm kind of, trying to do the positivity thing.
So this feels gender reveal-y. So when we had our first couple of kids, mm-hmm. when we went to do the ultrasound, when we walked in, I said, hey, we would like to do a gender reveal. Whatever you do, please do not let us know what the gender of the baby is. And both times they did their best to accommodate us. I don't think my wife noticed the first time, but I told her subsequently after. I was pretty sure I saw on the screen, like the second visit we had, even though they kept saying baby, baby's doing this, baby's doing that. There was like an F at the top for the sex.
And you can't avoid it.
I was like, all right, maybe I saw that wrong, but I'm pretty sure we're having a girl, whatever. And that was late enough in the process, but I also wasn't sure. So the reason I say this, though, is you had to tell them that every single day people go in there for tests, and they're not producers on the radio. They're going to get their results live. So how did that go, and what was their response when you said, I don't want to know. I want it sealed in an envelope to be talked about on air.
So I explained it to the nurse, and she was fascinated by it, first of all.
I think doctors like to break up the monotony with a wacky.
Yeah, like, okay, that's a wacky. Nice. We like it.
Yeah, she was fascinated by it, but she was all in. She then told the actual doctor, and the doctor was all in on it.
Yeah, do you want to have the envelope explode pink or blue? Like, depending,
right. I can do that. Yeah. But she did a good job of when she was looking at the, because they do the test where they stick you with like these prickles.
Yeah, mm-hmm. How does it work? What do they do?
So they put these liquids that I guess are the various different allergens.
Yeah, it's like trace elements of the stuff.
Like the smallest crab ever, this little baby crab, mm-hmm. and they put it in your arm. And then they can tell.
Yeah, yeah. And these bumps will grow if you're allergic. And if you're not allergic, then
they
don't.
Did you have any bumps?
So I had a bunch of bumps in my right arm. But this is a full-on allergy test.
It's for everything.
So my right arm, it was for like dust and trees, mm-hmm. and things like that. So I'm allergic to all kinds of trees and dust mites. And
so would I be allergic to a bunch of stuff?
100%.
So totally when you get quote-unquote, this is a dumb question, but when I get allergies, that's obviously, it means I could be allergic, even though it's not a big deal, but like, when I get those allergies where I'm stuffy, that's an allergy. That means I'm allergic to something.
Yeah, so there's something in the air. So when I did this earlier this year, I found out I'm allergic to some kind of tree that doesn't grow anywhere in our hemisphere. But like still, like that's a thing. But now I take drops every morning to counteract the allergy. I'm basically micro dosing myself with the stuff to prevent allergies from flaring up.
Yeah,
I do that every day.
A drum roll over there ready to go. Can I just hear the drum roll, please?
Yeah.
Thank you. There it is. All right. So we've got an envelope I'm going to open, and we're going to find out what Darius is allergic to do. And we're going to do that as soon as we return on Grant and Danny.
Just pulled the Ryan Seacrest.
Right here on The Fan. Welcome back. Grant and Danny on the Fan. Our producer, Darris Dameron's in studio. We've got a gigantic spread of seafood that was brought in by our guy, Brandon, from Jumbo Lump Cakes. We got to thank him. JumboLumpCakes.com. Check them out. They are in Manassas. They got the best crab cakes in the Manassas area. And Jumbo Lump Crab Cake Company has as good a crab cake as I've had.
They are fantastic.
Full stop. Yeah, they're really good.
I can speak to it because I just housed one.
So the question is, will Darris be housing one, or are we going to eat the two that are assigned to him? Can you show people your plate on the YouTube chat really quickly?
Sure. It's a little less than it was before.
There's been a lot of banter about how Danny had a full plate all of last segment.
So there you go. Is that showing up there on the old camera?
Spin it the other way. There's a lot of plate missing.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just destroyed a bunch of food.
That was potato salad.
During the break.
And that was shrimp pasta, and then the crab balls, crab cakes. There were more of those before, and the hush puppies were there.
All right, so I'm going to open the envelope now. Okay, if you're watching on the stream, you will see that I'm pulling out a piece of paper here. So what they've done, it looks like, is they have the results of the test that if you're a doctor, you can read. I'm not one. But then they have written on some paper here, like what you would give on a prescription on.
Okay.
The very specific answers to the questions at hand. Okay?
So you know it right now.
I know it right now.
You're looking right at the answer.
I am. You're like,
you know my fate.
You're going to find out if you're the dad or not right here.
Is in my hand. I'm going to go. So they actually have four different categories.
Oh.
Look at Darris.
That's right. Shocking.
So many different suits.
All right. So let's start with cashews.
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 Oh, that's specific.
Darris Dameron, when it comes to cashews, you are allergic.
Yeah.
You are absolutely allergic.
We thought that one. We thought that one.
Okay.
We thought that
We're
one.
We're in an okay place.
No cashew chicken.
Get your EpiPen.
We got it. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go pecans.
Oh, man.
Let's go pecans. Pecans.
Pecan.
Pecan.
Southern stuff. Pecan.
Darris Dameron, when it comes to pecans, you are allergic.
Damn it. I wasn't sure about that. That's no pecan pie for you.
All right, let's go peanuts. Shall we go peanuts?
Yeah, okay.
We kind of know where this is
I'm
going.
I'm pretty sure I know this one.
This is tough.
They're part of the same family.
By the way, if you're watching Darris on the stream, he is just crestfallen.
Poor guy.
Darris, when it comes to peanuts, you are not allergic.
What? What?
He's
what?
Not allergic what? To peanuts.
No way.
He's not allergic to peanuts.
How is that possible?
You are not allergic to peanuts.
Oh, my God.
It says, and I quote, again, I don't want to be, if you die, it's not my fault.
Don't eat them. Call the doctor first.
It's written right here, and it says, no allergy to peanut.
Holy
it
crap.
Says,
stunned.
It says allergy
stunned.
To cashews and pecans.
Okay.
No allergy to peanut.
I mean, those things could be in trail mix, which could be what happened.
Yeah.
Maybe I had a reaction to cashew.
So you have to do the follow up where you call them.
Guy,
but
let's go to a Nats game tonight and eat peanuts.
All the buy Darris some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. Let's go.
I don't care if we ever get.
I can have five guys again.
What? Oh my God!
Just strut right into five guys.
This is incredible.
Tomorrow, let's get five guys.
Five guys.
We can't. We're on location. Well, we're doing Monday. We're doing it Monday. Okay. Monday's five guys. Monday.
We're coming your way, Rockville.
I mean, Vince McMahon walk into that SOB.
Wow, guy. We're eating five guys.
That's major.
That is
a huge development.
So, peanut oil. Silly.
Let's go.
How sliced are you?
I'm through the moon right now. I can't believe
even
this.
Even if you can't eat any seafood, this has been a win.
This is a big time win.
You guys are asleep on the fact. You haven't even brought up that he can now eat Reese's Cups, which is one of his favorite candies.
I can't wait to have a frozen Reese's Cup.
Are you going to have... They're out there?
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to the doctor first. But
it's
once
right,
I...
Double check.
Let's all... We're just double checking.
No allergy to peanuts.
Let's all double check.
All right.
Here's the big
fish.
One. Fish. Oh, boy.
Fish.
All right.
Fish. Darris, when it comes to fish, you are allergic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are allergic to fish. Your parents were wrong.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, buddy. That swelling tongue was
Take
real.
Take that, Dad.
Could I have more halibut?
Not a great place right now. Not a great place.
Bubba, Dad, could I have more people?
Honestly, I mean... This is a huge victory, finding out I'm not allergic to peanuts.
The peanut situation is incredible.
I will definitely take
Kung
that.
Kung Pao chicken on Saturday, bro.
I think this was worth
incredible.
It for that.
I think it's very worth it for that.
And then shellfish is the last category.
Oh, you said there was...
Fish is what we just did.
Okay.
And then there's a shellfish category.
Yeah, all right. Let's hear it. This is really why we're here.
Darius, when it comes to shellfish, you are not allergic! Eat that crab cake, baby! You are not allergic! You can eat crab cake! Allergic to all fish, not shellfish. No allergy to peanut. Allergic to cashews and pecans. By God, that's Darius Dameron's music!
I am so happy for you. I don't get happy for other people, but I'm happy for you.
You are not allergic to peanuts.
Let's go.
Shellfish.
I mean, the way you sold that, first of all, is incredible.
Thank you.
I'm on the brink of cutting onions in front of me right here.
Shed some tears, baby.
What in the world? This is crazy.
Here's your note. Look at it. Read it to the people.
Oh, wow.
Read what you see.
I mean, she did this perfectly. Allergic to all fish, not shellfish. No allergy to peanut. Allergies to cashews and pecans.
That's unbelievable.
Wow. I want to thank the great people at the Advanced Asthma Allergy Science Center in Upper Marlboro.
Peanuts thank you. And shellfish are back on the menu.
Buy me some peanuts and shellfish. I don't care if we ever get back.
Can you believe it, dude?
This is incredible. This is absolutely incredible, guys.
Peanuts and shellfish.
Hey, standing over for Darius.
Yeah, that's for Darius. That's for Darius.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Wow. Clary, what do you think? What a moment in show history.
I mean, all right, there's like a selfish part of me.
A selfish part of me that
like kind of wanted him to be allergic because I was hungry for that extra crab cake. But like, other than that, like, I'm really happy for Darius because, number one, I always have peanut butter crackers around me somewhere. I have peanut butter pretzels, so I don't have to worry about that anymore. I don't have to like wipe counters down and everything. But I am happy for Darius. He gets to enjoy a crab cake, shrimp as well, which is, by the way, his favorite shellfish. He talks about shrimp all the time. I've asked him many times.
That's all I want to shrimp.
You're a shrimp guy.
He's a shrimp guy.
You're about to be a real shrimp guy.
I can't wait to eat shrimp. It's going to be so great. My dad just texted me, by the way, and said, wow, with multiple exclamation
points. They must be doing a hell of a segment over on 980.
What's Russell talking about?
Yeah,
is it a big topic?
He's like, you won't believe what Russell just said about Jaden Daniels.
He's like, Darius, I'm listening to Sheehan from earlier. And oh my God, he had Ben Standing on again.
That's a bit. All right.
Sorry,
he's a big church guy.
I love church.
Thanks to church.
Darius, I'm proud of you.
Thank you. You're coming
to my house to eat crabs this summer.
I can't wait for
you're
a crab
coming
feast.
To my house to eat shrimp.
I cannot wait.
We're going to just meet somewhere in D.C. and eat peanuts for some reason.
Can we go to the Winter Harbor together?
Yes, of course.
Love the Winter Harbor so much.
Man, oh man.
I'm blown away.
This is big.
So, you know, the cashew pecan situation, okay, that's kind of what I thought. The peanut swerve was a wonderful appetizer before the shellfish situation.
Shellfish.
Dude, peanuts, man.
You're dragging it out. Go get your crab cakes.
That's true.
And let's watch you not die.
Enjoy yourself. Like, I got peanuts around, and I'm like, oh, sorry, Darius, I'll go to another room.
Darius, Danny, you're not getting a third crab cake. I'll tell you that
right
now.
That's totally fine, my friend.
Mike Golic Jr. joins us next. Let's talk football. Week 10. And the Commanders getting ready for the Steelers.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.